know the plans that I have for you. I have it all mapped out. My plans include prospering you, not abandoning you. Plans to integrate the future you have always hoped for. Jeremiah 29:11. So Abram set out for the Promised Land, since God called him to do so, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he left Haran. Genesis 12:4. David answered, "Goliath, you come at me with a sword and a spear, but I come at you in the name of the God who commands the angel armies of heaven. He is all-powerful and oversees Israel's army, whom you curse and mock." 1 Samuel 17:45. "Haven't I commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid and don't be discouraged. For God, your God, is with you. He is with you wherever you go." So Joshua drafted the orders and commanded the officers of Israel, "Go throughout the camp and tell the people this. Get your stuff ready. Pack your bags. In 3 days you will cross the Jordan River and take possession of the land that God, your God, is giving you as your possession." Joshua 1:9 through 11. "Then I heard the voice of God saying, 'Whom shall I send? Who will move forward on our behalf?' And I spoke up and said, 'I'm right here. Send me.'" Isaiah 6:8. Jesus said to them, "Come follow me, and I will show you how to fish for people." Without delay, they left their nets and followed him. Mark 1:17-18. Peter said, "Lord, if it's you, invite me to walk over to you on the water." "Come," he said. So Peter stepped out of the boat and walked on water toward Jesus. Matthew 14:28-29. As Goliath moved closer to attack David, David ran quickly to meet him at the battle line. 1 Samuel 17:48. "Timothy, you are like a son to me. Follow my instructions that are in agreement with the prophetic words spoken about you earlier, so that you might fight the good fight." 1 Timothy 1:18. "Fight the good fight of faith. Seize the eternal life that you were called to when you made the great confession in the presence of a group of witnesses." 1 Timothy 6:12.